John, thanks very much for joining us.
Yeah,
congratulations.
No problem.
Just tell us how you saw the game tonight.
The prep over the last 2 or 3 days, it's the first time for about 3.5 years I've had to sit, put the kids to bed and watch a football match. So I'm a celebrity. Got
the elbow.
Got the elbow last night. I watched it this morning. Oh, can't miss that. Lady C's great. But yeah, we planned for it. We've watched them a couple of times. John's luckily went to see them on Saturday as part of his other role that he's got. And we knew it was going to be a scrappy affair with the weather, with the conditions. And they've got themselves on a little mini run now, the win at Sheffield United. And coming back against Gillingham was a good point. So we knew it'd be dogged. We knew we'd have to stick in there. And we weren't always available to play our football. But when we did, you can see, obviously, it came, gave us a reward in the end.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you've been around the setup for a long, long time. And obviously, Dean and Richard leaving as well. The thing tonight, if you'd have just turned up and watched, you wouldn't have been able to tell that the squad and the team and the setup had something like that to deal with.
Yeah, we were really big on the... As soon as we realised Dean was going to move on to his next venture, we were really big on the fact the philosophy is we're trying to get these players to self-manage, and we're really big on it in training. Everything we do with Richie, the gaffer, myself and Cuts, every day we pull them apart and we get them to problem solve. We want them to self-manage. We're not there to dictate to the players. We want to facilitate, create an environment where they can develop their full potential. We want them to have confidence, and they're not going to get a rollicking off us. All we ask is, if they want that freedom to play the football we play, they have to work harder than the opposition. Mm-hmm. We have to sacrifice physically.
How's Tom?
Tom's okay. Tom's obviously the tackle man, just opened his ankle up. So we'll have a better idea tomorrow, but hopefully it shouldn't be too bad. So
when they went down to 10 men, and sometimes in the world of football, I'm certain you've seen it many, many times, can be tricky to play against 10 men.
Yeah, I've been on the end of it.
But you were ruthless tonight.
Yeah, I think what you find with 10, I know when I was played, it can be more difficult because they sit in then as two banks, and it can be difficult then to find the space to create. But I think the tempo of the ball that we played, and we all talk about the movement and the tempo of the ball play, that to switch the play, I think that's what created openings, and it will suck people out. And you can see the ball carriers in the team did us fantastically well tonight. Mm-hmm.
And also, again, and I mentioned that you've dealt with the departure of Dean and Richard very, very well tonight, and obviously there's three voices in the dressing room that the players are used to. Do you think there's a little bit of an argument, well, you know, if it ain't broke, don't try and fix it at the moment? Because the new manager will come in, whoever they might be, with their own ideas and this, that,
and the other. Obviously, we're there. We're hoping we can consult if whatever's going to happen. We just knew, let's just take one game at a time. Mm. So the old cliches are going to come out, and I'm going to repeat them again. But we've had to just manage tonight. Tomorrow we'll sit down, myself, John and Cuts, and start planning for Saturday. It's all about just building the momentum. We said this year we've got consistency in our performances, and that's the secret. There's no pressure tonight. The only pressure is the pressure we put on ourselves from within the group, and they can handle that pressure because we're not asking them to do anything they haven't done already. So don't be nervous. Go out and enjoy the atmosphere. You'll get a great, I thought the followers, fantastic. And that played a really big part as well, because they were sucking us into that goal second half. Mm-hmm. So the lads have been fantastic. We've done things exactly the same. The training yesterday was fantastic. The attitude was great. We've done exactly the same prep. Everything's been the same. We've had the same food before. So we said, listen, just concentrate on your individual performance, man management yourself. Once you've got your game in order, start to then impress yourself on the other team members.